News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry is moving to meet with operators of the North-South Highway to discuss adjustments to the toll rates for the major thoroughfare. In a press release from the ministry issued on Wednesday, Mr. Henry said he has received the final application from the operators for increases to the toll rates. Under the proposed new rates, operators of Class 1 and Class 2 vehicles from Caymanas to Mami Bay could face a 17% increase. Class 3 operators, a 16% increase, and Class 4 operators, a 19% increase. The average proposed adjustment will be 17.6%, while the highest adjustment will be 31% for Class 4 vehicles traveling from Caymanas to Angels. The lowest proposed adjustment will be 14% for Class 1 vehicles traveling between Caymanas and Angels, and Class 4 vehicles traveling between Angels and Linstead. Mr. Henry stated that he has written to the operators requesting a meeting to begin dialogue as soon as possible, adding that it is important that the current state of the economy be taken into consideration if the operations of the toll road are to be sustainable. The new toll increases will become effective on September 9. The government earlier this week intervened to help restore normalcy at Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says following meetings with parties at the center of the recent unrest at the port, several measures will be put in place to improve the flow of operations. Among these are the designation of 6 straddle carriers available at the domestic section of the port during normal hours, with an increase to 8 during peak hours.
We expect that over today into tomorrow, improvement would continue to be reflected by increased numbers, and therefore we expect that the backlog should be cleared during the course of this week, and we expect that going forward, you'll have a much more efficient port system in place.
The port truckers took industrial action recently, protesting the slow turnaround times for domestic containers at the KFTL. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, Brian Winter, is reporting that the country recorded an inflation rate of 4.4% for the April to June 2017 quarter. Noting that the rate was slightly above the figure recorded for March 2017, Mr. Winter says inflation is on track to fall within the bank's target range of 4% to 6% for the 2017-18 financial year.
The outturn partly reflected the impact on agricultural food prices of the flood rains in May and some changes in the prices of goods and services because of the tax package implemented at the start of the fiscal year.
He was speaking at a recent BOJ press conference. And the public is being invited to make written submissions on a parliamentary motion for a ban on specific types of plastic packaging materials and styrofoam. Chairman of the Multi-Stakeholder Working Group on Plastic Packaging Materials, Dr. Paris Liao Ayi Jr., says the written responses will assist the group to formulate a substantive and balanced position on the use of the materials and their contribution to the buildup of solid waste.
I want to get more examples, your experiences in terms of your interaction with styrofoam. Is it that you live near a gully that is chock full of styrofoam? Or is it that you have a beach hotel that even though you clean it, styrofoam keep washing up on your beach?
Dr. Liao Ayi was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Persons may email their written submissions to info@recyclingpartnersja.com. The deadline is Friday, August 25, 2017. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
If I cancel them, you off. Make sure you go get them down. That is how we are go trace them. Identify them. Have you done trace it? Prevent disease from spreading. Your health is worth defending. Target and trace it. You now have a thing for eye, tag them with pride. Help put the code even on the style. Target and trace it. Target and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.